KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, and at 73 degrees, we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of news, news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Topping Southwest Iowa and area news, a collision between two boats on a Southwest Missouri lake late Saturday night resulted in one dead and an Atlantic man arrested for allegedly boating while intoxicated. Missouri State Patrol says the body of 39-year-old Jason Russell from Eugene, Missouri, was recovered in about 80 feet of water at around 4:30 p.m. Sunday, more than 18 hours after the collision occurred at the 4-mile mark of the Osage Arm on the Lake of the Ozarks. Russell was a passenger on a boat operated by 37-year-old Bradley Siebenek of Holtz Summit, Missouri. Their boat and a boat operated by 59-year-old Kelly Weiss of Atlantic collided at around 10 p.m. Saturday, as one vessel was traveling upstream and the other was traveling downstream. The Missouri State Patrol says Kelly Weiss suffered minor injuries during the accident. His wife Tammy suffered moderate injuries. Both were transported by EMS to Lake Regional Health System in Osage Beach, Missouri. Siebenek suffered minor injuries. Two other passengers on his boat were injured. 37-year-old Nathan Sneller of Jefferson City, Missouri, suffered serious injuries and was flown by helicopter to the University Hospital. 42-year-old Brian Basham of Eldon, Missouri, was taken to Lake Regional for treatment of minor injuries. Following an initial investigation, Weiss was arrested on the alleged BWI charge and transported to the Miller County, Missouri jail. A report on his current status is unavailable. A Taylor County man was arrested a little after 7 p.m. Sunday for OWI third or subsequent offense. Timothy Dean Coleman of Clearfield was arrested at Highway 34 and Notchwood Avenue in Adams County following a traffic stop on a vehicle speeding 74 miles per hour in a 55 zone. Coleman was taken into custody after he failed the standardized field sobriety tests and registered a BAC or breath alcohol content of nearly double the legal limit. He was brought to the Adams County Jail and held on a $5,000 cash-only bond. A woman from Nebraska was arrested following a traffic stop in Villisca at around 8:25 p.m. Sunday. In Montgomery County, authorities say 44-year-old Chantel Keller of Palmyra, Nebraska, was arrested for OWI first offense. Keller was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says deputies with his sheriff's office conducted a traffic stop Sunday evening on Highway 59 north of Shenandoah. During the course of the stop, two Shenandoah residents were arrested for possession of methamphetamine with the intent to distribute. 37-year-old Daniel Lee Maddox and 39-year-old James Stouter were transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center for the possession of approximately 3 ounces of methamphetamine. Daniel Maddox was also charged with 2 counts of delivery of meth. He was being held on $45,000 cash bond, while Stouter was being held without bond, awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Officials at the Clarinda Police Department Friday evening arrested 35-year-old Lacey Joe Smalley of Clarinda, pursuant to a federal arrest warrant for conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance. At the time of her arrest, Smalley was in possession of a controlled substance believed to be methamphetamine. She was then charged with felony possession of meth. Smalley was arrested without incident at 16th and Main in Clarinda and was being held without bond in the Page County Jail on the federal arrest warrant and the additional drug possession charges pending additional federal and state court proceedings. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said that a motorcycle accident resulting in a fatality happened early Saturday morning. Officers responded at around 3:50 a.m. to 12th and Stewart Streets to investigate the crash. Their investigation revealed 26-year-old Daniel Nathan August of Clarinda was driving a 2005 Harley-Davidson motorcycle westbound when he proceeded into the intersection of 12th and Stewart. When he failed to turn at the T-intersection, his cycle struck a retaining wall adjacent to the intersection and went airborne. August was ejected from the motorcycle and landed several hundred feet from the wall at a practice football field facility. The Page County Medical Examiner says he died at the scene. Speed was believed to be a factor in the cause of the accident. Chief Brothers said that August was not wearing a helmet. The accident remains under investigation. Elsewhere in the news, the Union County Secondary Roads Department reports County Road H-33 just east of the Adams County line and northwest of Cromwell is closed due to a pavement buckle. The road was closed Saturday pending repairs. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, will be making a stop in Union County this Wednesday as part of her 99-county tour for 2019. In Union County, Senator Ernst will attend the Veterans Appreciation Breakfast as part of the Creston Sesquicentennial Celebration. The event takes place at the Creston Station at 100 West Adams Street, beginning at 7:15 a.m. Wednesday, July the 3rd. The public is invited to attend. And finally in the news, a new report says a June survey of business supply managers suggests economic growth will continue over the next 3 to 6 months in 9 Midwestern and Plains states. The report issued today says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index rose to 55.4 last month from 54.3 in May. The April figure was 55.9. Crane University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says weak farm income produced partially by tariffs and flooding pulled regional growth below that of the nation. The survey results are compiled in a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 suggests growth. A score below that suggests economic decline. And taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Shirley Ann Jacobson, age 85, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. A celebration of life service for Shirley Ann Jacobson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home, the Atlantic First United Methodist Church, are both assisting the family with arrangements. Dale Lyle Heminger, age 71, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dale Heminger will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Janet Francis Brocious, age 89, of Stewart, died Thursday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral service for Janet Brocious will be held Tuesday, tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Julie Ann Mortensen, age 76, of Kimbleton, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Julie Mortensen will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dale Haynes, age 70, of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died June 12th. Memorial services for Dale Haynes will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Larry Rice, age 81, of Greenfield, died Sunday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Larry Rice are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Scotty Allen Peterson, age 55, of Harlan, died Thursday. Services for Scotty Peterson are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.